Okay, so we're back for another deep dive. And this time it's all about keeping those pesky pests out of the garden, right? Naturally.
Absolutely.
We've been digging into the garden advice calendar for this week, the 3rd of March, and it's just chock full of ideas for organic pest control.
Oh, it is.
So let's jump right in. I think one of the most intriguing things I saw was companion planting. So tell me, how does that actually work?
Well, it's all about using plants strategically
Okay.
in your garden. You
Mm,
know,
yeah.
some plants, they release scents that just drive pests away.
Really?
Yeah, they can't stand it.
Oh,
And others, they attract the good guys, you know, the beneficial insects that actually prey on the pests.
wow. Oh,
So
interesting.
it's like you're setting up this little battle in your garden,
Right.
but on your side.
Right.
And then there are plants like nasturtiums. Now, these act as trap crops.
Whoa.
They basically lure the pests away from your more delicate plants.
So it's like you're sacrificing the nasturtiums
Well, in a way,
to protect the rest of the garden.
yeah, you could say that.
That's fascinating. It's like you're creating a whole miniature ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's even more interesting?
What?
The calendar mentions this plant called pyrethrum.
Hmm?
It's a natural insecticide.
Okay.
But get this, it's been used since ancient Egypt.
No way.
Seriously. They used it in their dust to get rid of fleas and lice.
So it's like a really, really old school method.
Oh, yeah, totally tried and true.
Wow. It just goes to show that sometimes the old ways are the best.
Definitely. And while we're on the topic of traditional remedies,
Yeah.
don't forget about good old garlic.
Oh, okay.
Just interplanting it among your other plants can help keep aphids and other annoying pests at bay.
Now, speaking of annoying pests, what about vine weevils?
Ah, yes, those can be tricky.
I've heard they can do a real number on your plants.
Oh, for sure.
What do you do about them?
Well, the calendar suggests using nematodes.
Nematodes.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking.
What are those?
Right. They're these microscopic worms, and some types of them actually target pests, like vine weevil larvae.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. You just water them into the soil, and they go to work for you.
So basically, you're recruiting these tiny little warriors to fight your garden battles.
Exactly. And speaking of battles, let's talk about greenhouses.
Okay.
White flies can be a real nuisance in there.
Ugh, tell me about it.
But did you know you can use beneficial insects to control them?
Really?
Yeah, there are these things called Encarsia cards.
Okay.
And they release these tiny parasitic wasps that specifically target white flies.
Wow, that's kind of like introducing a natural predator.
Exactly. You're basically restoring balance to the ecosystem.
I love that. So we've talked about companion planting, nematodes, beneficial insects, anything else?
Oh, yeah, plenty more.
Okay, hit me.
For roses, the calendar recommends a simple solution for aphids.
Okay, what's that?
Soft soap spray.
Really?
Yeah, you just mix up a little bit of soap with water and spray it on your roses.
And that gets rid of aphids.
It does. The soap disrupts their protective coating and
Interesting.
makes them vulnerable.
Huh, I never knew that.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat trick. And then for larger pests like deer and squirrels, the calendar suggests something I thought was pretty funny.
Okay, what is it?
Motion-activated sprinklers.
No
Yeah, it's like,
way.
imagine a deer coming up to munch on your plants and suddenly.
It's getting blasted with water.
Exactly. It's harmless,
That's it.
but it gives them a good scare, and they usually don't come back for more.
That's so clever. What about fruit trees? Those are prime targets for pests.
Oh, definitely. The calendar recommends using pheromone traps for certain pests.
Pheromone traps, how do those work?
Well, they use synthetic versions of insect pheromones to lure the pests into a trap,
Okay.
preventing them from mating and laying eggs.
So you're breaking the cycle.
Precisely. And of course, we can't forget about slugs.
Oh, slugs, those are the worst.
They can be a real pain. But guess what comes to the rescue again?
Nematodes.
You got it. Slug nematodes specifically target slugs and offer a really effective natural solution.
It seems like nematodes are the unsung heroes of the garden.
They really are. They work wonders. And you know what else is really cool?
What's that?
The calendar highlights the Young Gardeners Club.
Oh, yeah, I love that they have that.
It's so inspiring to see young people getting involved in gardening.
Absolutely. And they do some really interesting things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They sow seeds. They build these things called beetle piles.
Beetle piles? What are those?
They're basically piles of logs and leaves that attract beneficial insects.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And they even grow seedling trees for the garden advice tree planting scheme.
It's fantastic that they're learning about sustainability and how to care for the environment.
Absolutely. So we've covered a lot of ground today, lots of different natural pest control
I
methods.
have. It seems like there are so many ways to work with nature to keep our gardens healthy and thriving.
There really are.
Yeah.
It's all about understanding the ecosystem in your garden and encouraging a balance that keeps those pests in check.
Exactly. Now that you've heard about all these methods, I'm curious which one stood out to you the most.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know, right? There are so many great options.
But honestly, I think I'm most intrigued by companion planting.
Yeah, me too. It just seems so fascinating the way different plants can interact and support each other.
It's like this whole secret world in the garden just waiting to be discovered.
Well said. So to all our listeners out there, if you're interested in exploring this further, I encourage you to do some research on companion planting.
Yeah, there's a ton of information out there, and it's really quite fascinating.
Absolutely. Happy gardening, everyone.